Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. All right, Carrie. So we are talking about simplifying our homeschool this week. And so we're going through your acronym. Mm-hmm. And yesterday you gave us what all of the letters mean, but we'll run through really quickly what we've already gone through. So we did S is start with the end in mind. I is include mm-hmm. others. M is Mark Twain. P is put the home back in homeschooling. And L is less is more. So we're now on the second I. What's mm-hmm. the second I?
The second I is ignite their passions and whet their curiosities. And so I had to, again, remind myself that, yes, the schoolwork is important, but it was my job as my kid's mom to find out what those passions were that yeah. God put in their hearts, because who knows how they were going to use their gifts and their passions for the kingdom of God, yeah. right? And so I wanted to make sure that our time together, not just every day, not just every week, but our homeschool journey, that the kids had way, way more time during the week and in the afternoons to actually have time to pursue those passions. And, you know, and if it's one of those weird seasons where the kids are like, I don't know what I like, yeah. I don't know what my gift is, whatever, you know, to find things that for them to try.
Sure.
And then if they don't like it, then they don't like it. But mama's intuition is usually pretty good. So a lot of the times that, you know, we put our kids in things, we know it's because they're good at it or they're going to like it. But it's the idea of setting time aside or making sure there's time mm-hmm. for them to get outside and to play and to, you know, bang on the keyboard if that's their thing, or to draw or to write in their own journals, whatever it is that they find that just ignites their, you know, makes that spark in their eye.
Yeah.
So just making sure you have time for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super fun mm-hmm. as we are raising our kids to just watch those things come alive. And they are the things you say, you know, just spark them. You see that, you know, when mm-hmm. they start doing certain things, whether it's art or music or whatever, you see the things that excite them as they, you know, are growing into those, you know, especially middle school mm-hmm. and teen years. I find, you know, I found with mine, you know, like, I don't know, little kids, they just like to play, you know, mm-hmm. but I mean, even with, especially with my oldest, I mean, she had a baby doll in her arms at all times when she was little, from the time she could hold a doll. She always was carrying a baby doll, and she would carry a baby doll if it wouldn't be awkward. Well, actually, she would just carry a real doll or a real baby if she could now, one day soon. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw that in her from a young age, but now, you know, like she loves art, and I didn't know that when she was a year or two old, but as she's gotten older, I could see that in
right.
her. And, you know, my youngest one, she's a people person. Oh man, that girl loves people, and she will do anything she can to be around people and converse with them. Mm-hmm. And so it's just fun. I love being able to be the ones who are with them, who get to help them mm-hmm. discover who they are and who God made them to be and what gifts and talents he's given to them.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution.